Introduction. Listening to this book will dramatically improve your life. Got your attention, didn't I? Hopefully that hyped-up statement will prove to be true, although I fully realize there will be skeptics. After all, I've had 4 consecutive number one nonfiction bestsellers, so what is there left to say? I mean, come on, everybody knows O'Reilly is a champion bloviator, but is another book really necessary? I think so. You see, I've never really explained how I got to be that showy bloviator. I have not defined exactly how my opinions, which so rankle more than a few sensitive souls, were formed. So that's what this book is all about. Defining the experiences that have shaped my thinking, propelling me into becoming one of the most controversial human beings in the world. Also, I think you'll find the next few hours interesting on a number of other levels besides my life experience. This book is full of stories and references that perhaps were important in your life as well. By design, much of the story is about me, but not all about me. Thank God. We can't begin at the real beginning, September 10th, 1949, because not much was happening in my world at that time. I was just a normal baby, nothing unusual, no strange-looking eyes like those Village of the Dam kids. Wow, were they spooky or what? To this day, I remember those urchins scaring the milk duds out of me in a dark Long Island movie theater. No, my point of view really began taking shape at age 4, when, in a New York neighborhood teeming with children, playtime became an intense experience. A few years later, my intellectual development, such as it was, started to accelerate at a Catholic grammar school that was simply unforgettable. And it is at that school where this story begins. The year was 1957, the month September.